Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's MonsterCast, Thanksgiving Day weekend. It's the third hour of the show already. What an amazing lineup so far. Let's go through it real quick if you're just joining me. Hour one, if you missed it, Alan Gottlieb for the first half of the program. First half of the hour. Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. The second half, going over the guns, the new and used pistols and revolvers. I love that category, and I love Patricia Huff at GunBroker.com here in these Crossbreed Holster studios. Hour two, A.W.R. Hawkins gave us his time during the weekday show Friday and again today on the Thanksgiving Monster broadcast. And, of course, Rob Pincus for the Personal Defense Network Pro Tip of the Week in Segment 4. That's becoming one of the hardest segments I do because I have to keep my mouth shut for the entire time. Rob was just with us in the last segment. And now I get to bring to you one of my favorite people of all time, the only individual in now in 11 years of national radio, 225 to 250 plus stations, I've lost count, across the country, on air 6 days a week, the only man I've ever named a segment after, my very dear friend and your dear friend, Alan Corwin. Welcome to the Alan Corwin Thanksgiving Day experience, Thanksgiving Day weekend experience. Alan, how the heck are you?
I'm still full from Thanksgiving, Mark. And
I bet you are, man. So you had a good feast. Everything was great, right?
We had the whole family there. We had turkey. Oh, we had salmon. We had all our special vegetables. It was great.
Good for you. Now, did you stay out in the Phoenix area? Did you travel anywhere?
No, we were here out in Phoenix at my daughter's home. She lives a few miles from me. How about you?
No, well, did my mom and dad's house outside the ATL. And I got to ask this question. You know how much I love your area. You're in the Scottsdale area. You know that's like second home to me. I love it very much. I've been to your home. I've broke bread at your house. It's wonderful. You guys had yesterday very weird, very rare weather phenomenon that we get here, but you had three tornadoes confirmed touchdown in Phoenix, one of them just a few blocks from you on Shea Boulevard. I know the area well, not far from you. What happened?
Everybody heard more about that than I did. It woke me up in the middle of the night. I looked out the window many times. You know, Mark, you can't see wind. I looked, I didn't see anything, but my entire house shook. Wow. I mean, shook like an earthquake. It got battered around. It rattled. My wife slept through it. I couldn't sleep. And for a long, long time, it whistled and howled and shook and never experienced it. It was like an earthquake when the ground rattles and the house shakes. So, but the weird part was it rained. We don't get that very
right. Much. Right. Yeah, I know. And then there was some flooding out there and everything that tends to happen. I've witnessed it myself when the road closures and I-10 gets, I mean, just buried underwater out there in a matter of seconds. It's crazy. But yeah, it was a very strange, weird weather phenomenon for Phoenix, Arizona. And particularly, I know Shea Boulevard. I know that area very well. And it was right down the road from you. So I'm glad you guys are okay.
And a lot of trees got torn up. We had trees in the streets. They were out with chainsaws trying to tear them apart so we could ride the road.
Three tornadoes in the Phoenix vicinity and one right down the road from the Alan Corwin Experience studio home. I love it, man. You guys are safe, and that's wonderful. All right. Now that we know you're okay, you had a wonderful holiday, let's get cracking here. A lot to talk with you about. What I love, listener, about the segments that you're going to hear for the hour with Alan is this is completely unscripted stuff. We do not talk about what we're going to talk about prior to talking about it, if that makes sense.
It does,
and that's what I like about Alan. Alan will challenge me if he thinks I'm stupid, and he will make me feel stupid, and I will let it stand, and you can make up your own mind, because that's what we do here on Armed American Radio. Mr. Corwin, let's go to a couple things and get it out of the way first. Alan Gottlieb, of course, I spoke with him at great length about this in the first part of the program, and I mentioned it again with A.W.R. Hawkins. I have to get your feel. The Supreme Court tomorrow begins hearing the first Second Amendment case since 2010 in a decade in the New York State Pistol and Rifle Association. You want to give us your overall thoughts on that?
I wish I had better thoughts organized. If we had only spoken about this ahead of time, like you just admitted we didn't. Is that really tomorrow? I had not kept up. I'm busy with so many other things.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. The hearing is tomorrow, yes.
Oh.
It's December. Just so you know, it is, in fact, December 1st already. I mean, that's how fast time is flying. And, yeah, we are upon that hearing.
That I knew. I had thought about trying to go to the case and arranging my schedule to do it. As it turns out, I would not be able to get away next week to travel to the nation's capital from Phoenix. I know about the case. I think the opposition has an extremely weak case. New York City believes that you can't take your gun out of your house to go to a range to practice, that that's not a legitimate exercise of the Second Amendment. So, and they base their case on vapor. So I don't think they have a good case. And the Supreme Court agreed to hear it, which means that at least four justices thought the case was had merit, and the lower courts are in disarray. Where it goes, who knows? And since it's tomorrow, C-SPAN will likely have the oral argument broadcast, and I guess I'll be glued to my TV set. I have two appointments in my book. Damn, how am I going to get all this done?
Yeah, you know, listen, let me stop you briefly, because our good friend Tom Gresham is actually going to be at the Supreme Court tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to hearing from him afterwards.
He will have interesting commentary.
He absolutely will. So we want to make sure to be tuned in to Gun Talk next week for certain, to be listening to what Tom, and of course you'll be able to read about what he writes about it at guntalk.com. I'm really, really, really looking forward to that. I had a text exchange with him this week. I did not know that he was going to be there. So that's wonderful. We'll get firsthand information from him.
Mark, and I've said this in a couple of my writings lately, and maybe some of your listeners don't know it. I turned 70 this year, and I find I can't do everything like I used to do in my overachiever years. I don't think I could write Supreme Court gun cases again like I did. It's a 700-page book that described every gun case the Supreme Court had ever done. The book is in their library. There were 92 cases when they heard the Heller case that definitively stated it's an individual right. Now, every one of those 92 cases recognized the individual right, despite the fact that the Associated Press to this day says the court has been mostly quiet.
Yeah,
which
it's
is
true.
Nonsense.
It is nonsense.
They have 15 cases on self-defense. 15 cases that set the record on when you can use deadly force, why it's justified, how it happens. And back in the day, they described those cases, a man leaving a husband's wife out the second-story window and the husband shoots at the guy, stuff like that. Man comes home and finds three bad guys stealing his cow and the wife beating them off with a broom. I mean, these were self-defense cases with people armed that the court said, well, he was carrying the shotgun he always carries when he's traveling. It wasn't about the shotgun. It was about stopping a guy from stealing your cow.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was
yeah,
a gun case, 92 of them. And these days, you just advised me that the case is tomorrow. I knew it was coming up, but I don't follow it close enough to know exactly what's going on like I always used to. And now, thank God, I know you, and I will follow the case tomorrow and comment on it at gunlaws.com. But I just can't do everything anymore.
Well, let's talk about in the next segment. I'm glad you mentioned that because of how busy you are. I want people to know exactly what you do. Now, most longtime listeners of this program over a decade now know everything about Alan Corwin and the Alan Corwin Experience. But for those that don't, let me just start with this, that Alan's website, gunlaws.com, is definitive. How many books have you written, Alan?
I've written 14, 10 on gun laws, and I'm coming up with something new, Mark. I told you I'd break this on your show. I'm drafting the U.S. Bill of Wrongs.
Oh, I didn't see. I know you. Wait a minute. Hold on a second, because we're gonna have to take a break here. I don't want to have to cut you off in the middle of it. So that's how I want to open up the next segment. I did not know that, listener. Alan, I did not know that. So
I know you didn't. Nobody knows.
You broke it here on Armed American Radio.
December 15th is the anniversary of the Bill of Rights.
Right.
We have trouble in this country, and the problem is the left has a U.S. Bill of Wrongs, and I've been drafting it, and maybe that's why I didn't follow what Gort's up to.
That's brilliant. No, I know how much work and effort it takes to put a book together. As you know, I'm in my third one right now with Grilling While Armed. So, yeah, it's a tremendous amount of work, and you're now working on your 15th. Here's what I want to do, listener. When we come back from this break, I want to find out a little bit about how much we can get from him, Alan Corwin, the Alan Corwin Experience, on the Bill of Wrongs. I love that. Alan Corwin, the Alan Corwin Experience on Thanksgiving Sunday continues right after this. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hey! it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Thursday was Thanksgiving. This is the Thanksgiving Day weekend broadcast of Armed American Radio in these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Very quickly, in the previous hour, you heard me talk about our great sponsors and our newest sponsor, in addition to Car Arms and North American Arms, Bursa. Jumping in, you know the Bursa Thunder and the 3A. Yeah, you do. We're going to have so much fun with Bursa, it's not even going to be funny. I did not mention to you Ammo Land. Make sure to please, they've got a landing page for us. Armed American Radio, or excuse me, ammoland.com/AAR is Armed American Radio's landing page. All you have to do is go over there. It's 100% free, and you can read everything the greatest writers in the country have to say right smack in your email inbox, and get that information, the same information that we use here on Armed American Radio to bring you some of this great stuff. You're going to get it first. It's like getting tomorrow's news today at ammoland.com. So make sure to check that out. It's ammoland.com/AAR. That's our own landing page. Let's go back to Alan Corwin experience. Alan, I thought about this during the break, and I was chuckling to myself because this is exactly what I would expect from you. And when I heard you say it, it's one of those things that is, wow, smack in the head. Why didn't I think of that? Well, because Alan Corwin thought of it first. The Bill of Rights obviously leads us right smack to the Bill of Wrongs. Tell us about it. Give us some inside dope. It's brilliant.
Well, it's a gift from above, Mark. I dream up stuff. I dreamed up the Arizona Gun Owner's Guide. It was the first book of its kind. Nothing came before it. People needed to know what the rules were, and I drafted it. And this has happened to me all along the way. In fact, Concealed Carry Magazine just published the article that describes where the phrase constitutional carry comes from. It was Charles Heller in Tucson and me trying to figure out what to call that.
That's right.
When there was no name for it. People were saying, I want Vermont, because they never had a rule against concealed carry. And we had permitless carry, no carry, freedom to carry, and we came up with constitutional carry, and it stuck. The newscasters were using it with air quotes. They've got this, quote, constitutional carry, and it's seven syllables, it's a mouthful, but now people use it like Kleenex, as if it's a word.
It is a word. Let me stop you for a second. I'm glad you mentioned Vermont. Listener, what Alan is talking about, and it just by happenstance, just coincidentally, about 2 weeks ago, I believe it was on the daytime program, Alan, the weekday show, I was talking about that very subject. I did not credit you with constitutional carry, but I wanted listeners to know it wasn't that long ago we referred to constitutional carry as Vermont-style carry.
That's
and I'll,
right.
I'll let you tell listeners exactly what that means. But that's interesting that you brought that up. I'm glad you did. Go ahead.
Well, it was in 2010 when Arizona finally went from the permit after 16 years of permit. We were going to call it permitless carry, but that's negative. It was Vermont that never had a permit, so everybody was talking about Vermont carry and I want Vermont. Then Alaska loosened its laws in 1993, but nobody was going to say I want Alaska carry. And in 1994, Arizona got the permit, so we had concealed carry, which sounds like you're hiding something. And in 2010, 16 years later, we got no permit carry or permitless carry, and Charles and I dreamed up constitutional carry. We were out of time. We used it in press releases and banners and promo, and everybody picked it up, and it just became a word because it was right. Well, so there it was, and everybody used it. Now it's 9 years later, and it's a term. It's a neologism. That's the word for a new word. The left keeps inventing neologisms like assault weapons.
Right.
Assault is a kind of behavior. It's not a kind of hardware. But they keep doing this to us, and then we fight them. Anyway, I came up with the idea of the U.S. Bill of Wrongs because they're hitting us with so many of these things. And we're going to do it at JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. We're going to carve them in stone tablets.
That's brilliant.
And then people will know what they are. And American Handgunner Magazine, where I'm a columnist, is running a column on the U.S. Bill of Wrongs. And with a little luck, you'll start seeing this everywhere because these things are wrong. It's wrong to disarm Americans. It's wrong. It's just wrong. It's not even a question. It's wrong for Americans to think guns are bad. That's just wrong. Guns are good. Guns save lives. Guns protect you. Guns stop crime. Guns are fun. Anybody who goes out shooting smiles. And people are being taught the wrong thing.
Have you ever taken anyone out, Alan, shooting that said to you afterwards, "Oh my God, that sucked. I never want to do that again. Why did you take me?"
No, they all say, "Have you got any more ammo?"
Exactly. It's true. It's a true statement.
They say, "Can I try that gun?"
Right.
And they don't want to stop. And it gets expensive. So, but I always pick up the bill. So we have things going on that the left is promoting. And this gets to a tangential article that I'm working on. Gunless people are dangerous. And that's another word we wrestle with. What do you call a person who doesn't have a gun? And people came up with these bacocca crazy kind of statements like gun impaired, and I can't even think of them all. They're
ballistically challenged, for example.
Ballistically challenged. Yeah, that's kind of sarcastic and stupid. They're gunless. And gunlessness is dangerous. There's a myth that if you don't have a gun, oh, I don't have a gun because it's dangerous. And I look at them and I go, well, not having a gun, that's dangerous. And I look them in the eye and I say, so you don't have a gun. You hate guns, don't you? And they go, yeah, I hate guns. And I put a hand on their shoulder and I tell them, it's not good to hate. And they're like deer in the headlights because they really hate guns. And they really hate gun owners. And they don't realize they think they're against hate. And they're filled with hate and anger and animosity. Anti-gunners are some of the most hateful people you will ever meet.
And resentment. Don't forget that. Resentment, I think.
Resentment. And when you take them to the range and they find out they can actually pick it up and they go, wow, right, it's heavy. They didn't know it was heavy. And they find out they can shoot it and control it and nobody dies. And then they want to buy the kind of gun you showed them. You start them with a Ruger 22, that's what they want. You start them with a Glock 9mm, they want a Glock 9mm. They don't want a Smith & Wesson M&P, they want a Glock. And they like 9mm or 22 or 380. They learn, they get rid of the ignorance. Gunless people are dangerous, but they can be educated. Because they're so afraid and terrified of guns, bringing them near guns eliminates the danger and the fear. And the danger comes in many ways, because if they find a gun, they'll pick it up, pull the trigger, and ask if it's loaded in that order.
Now, okay, now stop right there, because we're going to take a break, and that's a perfect place to stop. There are two things I want to mention when we come back, listener, with Mr. Corwin. I want him to expand on two issues. I'm going to get the clock is going to cut me off here. Number one is anti-rights, anti-gun. We want to fix that problem. Alan has a great way to do that. And the other one is removing the natural curiosity of firearms, which is what he's talking about. Now, we do that with our kids to keep them safe. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by Taser Self-Defense. Visit Taser.com to meet your new sidekick. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is when I tell you again, please support the company who are part the companies who are partnering with Armed American Radio every single day. 6 days a week, we are belting out the truth on America's airwaves. And this next year, I don't have to tell you how vicious it's going to be. Now, Defender Coffee, yeah, right? Defender Coffee, when you sip a cup of coffee, the profits are going to the gun rights organization of your choice. To me, that's a no-brainer. I want to drink that coffee because I can support. So I'm drinking coffee anyway. Order it from DefenderCoffee.com and support the Second Amendment in the process. Shaving, we all do it. My supply razor from GetSupply.com. Every time I shave, I support the Second Amendment. These are the basic little things that we can do. Please support all of our sponsors. They're all listed on my website at armedamericanradio.com. Please support every single one of them. We're going to go to great lengths to get you some great stuff over the next course of the next 12 months with all of these wonderful partners. Let's go back to Mr. Alan Corwin. The Alan Corwin Experience continues. Alan, a couple of things. I want to go back to the Bill of Wrongs that we have to get there, but you went two different directions that I got to get in here. That I know because you say these things a lot when we speak together at various venues and on the same stage. Number one, you brought up something that's incredible, and that is when we're talking about rights and anti-gunners, you make it very clear that it's don't call them anti-gun, call them anti-rights. Tell us why.
Well, up on gunlaws.com, I have something I call a politically corrected glossary. The left kills us with language, very subtle, propaganda, and they win the arguments based on the words they use. If you call them anti-gun, that makes you pro-gun. And since they think guns are evil, being pro-gun practically makes you the devil. But they're really anti-rights. And if you call them anti-rights, that makes you pro-rights. And who wins that argument just on the words?
Right.
You're pro-rights and pro-freedom and pro-liberty. They're anti-rights and anti-liberty and anti-freedom and anti-self-defense. And you're pro-self-defense. The politically corrected glossary, which is posted at gunlaws.com, gives you all the language you need to defeat them before they even start. And that's what that's about. I'm a writer. I've written 10 books on gun law, 14 books altogether. You can see those books and get the glossary so that you start talking about pro-self-defense and they're anti-self-defense. They lose that argument right from the get-go.
You know, I have to continually convince myself to do that, and I'm going to be the first one. Listen, I talk about anti-gun. Mr. Gottlieb and I do it all the time on this program, as do most of us. And that's something we have to change. We do. We need to change it. You're absolutely correct about that. And, you know, every time we share a stage or I'm in your presence and we discuss this, this comes up. Alan will actually, he'll scold me. Don't say anti-gun. Change that terminology. And you're right about that because it makes them anti-rights.
The reporters do that to me all the time. So you're pro-gun, aren't you? And I go, well, actually, I'm pro-rights. Well, like you're a right-wing radical, aren't you? No, I'm a moderate. Why don't you ask me a specific question? And then they will, and I just turn them on their heads. So why do you think people should have assault weapons? Well, people should have household firearms. I mean, that's okay. And they get lost. They don't know what to do if you don't use their language. And they beat you over the head with it. The politically corrected glossary, it's been around for
brilliant.
A decade or more on gunlaws.com. It will change how you think, act, and you'll beat the other side.
It absolutely will. Okay, I'm going to move on from that. We covered most everything I wanted to cover with you there. We got a little bit sidetracked. Let's go back to the Bill of Wrongs. I love it. Take it away.
Well, it's not posted at gunlaws.com yet, but it will be. Let me do it this way. I'll read off 10 of them without describing them because you'll get the idea. It's wrong for schools not to teach marksmanship. It's wrong to take away common guns. It's wrong to teach children to hate and fear guns. It's wrong to limit ammunition and gun types. It's wrong for journalists to omit good gun stories. It's wrong for gun right groups not to press for increased gun ownership. It's wrong for schools to teach gun fear and gun control. It's wrong for candidates to run on anti-rights platforms. It's wrong for reporters to fail to question unconstitutional policy proposals. Let me elaborate on that one. We get a guy who stands up on the presidential debate stage and says, yes, we're going to take away your guns. And everybody cheers. And none of the reporters ask these guys, well, wait a minute, that's banned. How can you run on that as a candidate? How can you take the oath of office to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution, which I can say and they don't even know, how can you take that oath if you're proposing to take away property people already own? Isn't infringement taking away property people already own? And get answers from these guys. And the reporters don't do it. It's wrong for reporters to fail to question unconstitutional policy proposals. These aren't reporters. They're propagandists. They're cheering squads for socialists and communists who have infiltrated the government. We don't even say communist anymore because we're afraid to say it. But back in the 50s and 60s, we recognized them as one of the greatest threats to our republic. Not our democracy, our republic. And reporters, even Tucker Carlson, who generally is good, has been talking about our democracy. The founders hated the word democracy because it's mob rule and it lacks rule of law. We are not that. We use democratic principles in some places, but we're a republic. They don't know the difference between the two. It's wrong to call America a democracy and not a republic. This is all part of the Bill of Wrongs, and we're stuck there. And the media is one of the greatest enemies America faces. They're almost all stuck on one side, and it's not the American side.
You know, you have heard me say for many years, from day one, going all the way back to 2009 on this microphone, that the most dangerous entity that we face in America in a 24-hour news cycle is the mainstream media, because they are absolutely, as you just said, pushing propaganda. They're propagandists, and they're pushing one ideology. I would say the same thing if it were far right. It doesn't matter. The media has lost all objectivity. They are now the single most dangerous entity we face because they are shaping public opinion with this reporting. And you know what's interesting? One of the more important things I think you mentioned in the Bill of Wrongs, I just love that in the Bill of Wrongs. It just came out as it's in existence. The Bill of Rights, the Bill of Wrongs. Here we go. I love it. One of the more important ones. I can't wait. And that is that the failure of reporters to report the positive use of firearms that we talk about on this program, and we've given it the moniker Happy Ending Stories every single week on this program. Alan, we've got exactly 1 minute. Tell us about why that's so dangerous.
Well, look, you said something about speaking into this microphone, and they talk about you should only have muskets. When the Bill of Rights was written and you had the right of free speech, speech only traveled as far as you could throw your voice from the top of a soapbox. Now your voice carries around the planet through a microphone instantly. What a difference. They talk and everybody hears it. It used to be you talked and only the people near you heard it. So when they say you shouldn't have this weapon, they only want to protect weapons of hunting. That's insanity. We're supposed to have a balance of power where whatever the government has, we have. I used to complain that the Constitution doesn't include punishment, where it says Congress shall make no law. Right. And if they do make a law, then there's no punishment, but there is punishment. We're armed, and we're supposed to provide the punishment that the colonists provided to the tyrants who were doing wrong.
All right,
we got fat and lazy.
Let me stop you right there. We're going to take another break. We've got one more segment with the great Alan Corwin. Now you know why. It's the Alan Corwin Experience. I love this man. I love everything he stands for, and I'm thrilled that you were able to make it here on this evening on the Thanksgiving Day weekend broadcast. We'll be back with Alan Corwin right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. We're at segment four already, and if you're like me, every time I have Mr. Corwin on, the Alan Corwin experience is just that I sit and I listen, and I just thoroughly enjoy the conversation with Alan, and I know you do too. You have for many, many, many years. He's a fan favorite, and now you know why. Very quickly, Alan Corwin and I were talking during the break about, because Alan, I'm going to put you on the spot now, I have to do it. You're going to join me for some premium content behind the scenes in the coming few days, correct? We're going to put up for premium subscribers, right?
Did you say premium scotch? I didn't quite catch that.
Premium. Well, that's what we were talking about during the break. When he said premium scotch, I said, well, I got premium scotch too. He says, I know. So maybe you premium subscribers will get a premium scotch, premium conversation with Alan Corwin, but I can promise you this, it's going to be outstanding. And speaking of that, that reminds me, Alan, that one of my newest sponsors, Lead Slingers Whiskey, Brad Primo, he sent me a photograph yesterday of he did a deep fried prime rib, a rib roast, standing rib roast. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to put that in the next Armed American Radio Grilling While Armed cookbook, because that thing was incredible, absolutely incredible. And what was funny about it?
Who was your coffee sponsor?
Defender Coffee, yeah, Defender Coffee.
Defender Coffee. Now, I have a Don't Mug Me mug.
sounds like something that Masad Ayoub would have. Oh, Don't Mug Me mug.
I don't know if Masad has one, but my Don't Mug Me mug comes from JPFO. Who you know, the right. Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. And it says, gun control is not crime control. And it's so true, and sure. I enjoy my coffee out of that. Maybe we can put a little whiskey in. You know, Irish coffee has all four essential food groups. Fat, caffeine, sugar, and what did I leave out? Fat, caffeine, sugar, and...
Oh, liquor? Whiskey? I don't know.
Whiskey.
That's a food herb, right? Hey, you whiskey. Know, while we're on the subject and having some fun with this, this is kind of interesting. Brad Primo, the CEO over at Lead Slingers, our sponsor, in that photograph, he sent me a second picture of a bottle of Uncle Nearest, which is a really cool story. The individual supposedly taught Jack Daniels how to make whiskey, a recently freed slave. So it's a fascinating historical story. But he says they were cooking with it. I had to rescue it and save it. So he saved the Uncle Nearest from being cooked with and put it over here so that they could sip on it. But
I'll trade you a mug for a sample of the whiskey if you can mail it.
I can't mail it, but I can bring it to you because I'm going to be out in Arizona in the very, very near future. That's something else we'll talk about on the side. But yeah, the Lead Slingers is really good stuff. So make sure to check out Lead Slingers, 7 combat vets that support Armed American Radio, man. It's really powerful stuff. All right.
So let's switch back off this. We're having too much fun. I did want to cover one more thing. I read you a whole bunch of Bill of Wrongs, and
you'll find
out as time goes, because I got another 15 in a separate file. You keep finding Bill Wrongs that belong in the Bill of Wrongs, and you jot them down, send them to me, and your listeners can send them to me at gunlaws.com. There's a button to send me an email. But I wanted to talk to you about what you said about the media being the biggest threat we have.
Huge. Go ahead.
You can't prioritize these and say this is the biggest. And I think I told you this. The heart and the stomach are having a battle, and the heart says, I'm the most important because I pump the blood, and the stomach says, no, I'm the most important because I digest the food. And finally, your backside closes down, and they all die. You need everything. And the media is a major problem. But so is the Islamic Jihad, and so are the communists, and so are the financiers, and so is pestilence. Everything is a serious problem, and you can't say this one's the worst. But the media is definitely up there, and they're controlling things. And I've developed a talk called Enforcing News Media Ethics, which I've delivered to a handful of very high-profile groups, and I want to deliver it to more. So if your listeners have a conference or a group that needs to hear about what's really, really going on in the media. I'm a 30-year member of the Journalism Society, and the media is doing things on your TV and in your newspapers that you can't see. It's like calling things pro and anti-gun when you should be talking pro and anti-rights. The media's ethics, there aren't any.
Yeah.
And enforcing news media ethics opens your eyes to some of what's going on. When they say, why does anybody need an AR-15, that is so totally biased, but you can't see it because it's not about need. There's nobody in charge of deciding that you need 10 pairs of shoes or a refrigerator the size of a closet. The question really is, why does anybody want an AR-15? And they don't ask that. And when I get that question in an interview, which I get all the time, I look at the reporter and I tell him, it's not about me. That's the communist model. How long have you been a reporter? And I say to him, why does anybody want an AR-15? And they go, okay, why does anybody want an AR-15? And I look them in the eye and say, you mean you don't know? After all these years, you don't know? And they don't. And I'll let them bluster and sit there confused for a while and say, well, for the same reason the police want them, tens of millions of people want an AR-15, and you don't know. Well, it's the same reason as the police, and they still don't know. That's the level of ethical problem in the media. They ask the wrong questions. They think they're judicious and righteous and right. Why does anybody need an AR-15? You don't go hunting with it. They know nothing, nothing. And the entire newscast, the entire New York Times, is filled with that level of unethical, biased, prejudiced, horrible reporting that's really propaganda to design to make the public think nobody needs an AR-15.
All right, now here's a question that begs this question. It literally is screaming for me to ask you this. Is that ignorance or is it dishonesty or a combination
of both?
It's
a little of both. It's total ignorance. They've never held an AR-15. They've never shot one. They don't know what it is. They don't know why anybody would want one. But it's also a hatred of guns, a hatred of Americans, a lack of understanding that guns represent balance of power between the public and the government, that is the very reason we are free, and they have a job and they're not living in communist China, which they only call China. It's communist China, a brutal dictatorship that has a million Uyghurs, that's an ethnic group living in northern China, in concentration camps where they torture people, inject them with things to test, and they don't know it, don't care, don't report on it. They have wiped out religion. It's communist China, a brutal dictatorship, and all they do is talk about trade deals with Trump, who they hate. It's ignorance. It's an agenda. It's a lack of understanding. It's a combination of things, but reporters need to be in re-education camps like the communists had to teach them the American way.
Well,
they don't know what freedom is.
It's like this, Alan, and we're going to have to stop here. Unfortunately, I could go on and on and on. And you know what? We're going to do some premium content with Alan real soon. So be watching that premium content if you want to check it out. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Just click join now and you can get on that premium side. The conversations are great. They're unfiltered and we have an awful lot of fun. So you'll enjoy that. But Alan Corwin, gunlaws.com. That's where you find everything. Alan Corwin, gunlaws.com. It's pretty simple. Gunlaws.com. Now you know why he's the only individual I've ever named a segment after the Alan Corwin Experience. What an incredible guest lineup we had today on the broadcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. Hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving. We're going to wake up tomorrow and bring you Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios on that Car Arms Platinum microphone. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio. You know I love you. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you tomorrow.
Just build your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.